Sponsorship of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by the wisdom of Walt. Put Walt to work for you. How do you go from dreaming of a theme park to building one? Walt Disney laid the blueprint. Learn how he did it and how his wisdom can guide you toward achieving the things that you dream of. In the best-selling Wisdom of Walt, Jeff Barnes distills Walt Disney's vision, his knowledge, and his methods into a series of actionable lessons. Through historical vignettes about Disneyland, as well as plentiful examples and exercises, the Wisdom of Walt creates a framework through which you can apply Walt's wisdom to improve your career, your company, and your life. Learn to go beyond the berm with the secrets of Disneyland's success. Make a Main Street impression on everyone you meet and create e-ticket experiences that keep them coming back for more. If you're like me, maybe you got an Amazon gift card in your stocking this Christmas. And hey, this is the best time to use it. Head over to Amazon. You can pick up the book in hard copy, soft cover, ebook, and audio versions. You can also pick up a personally signed copy just by dropping by thewisdomofwalt.com. 2017 is next week. Start the year off inspired and grab a copy of The Wisdom of Walt. With The Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by our friends over at touringplans.com. With the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. Of course, the friends over at touringplans.com have been a sponsor of the podcast for years. We thank them so much for their support here in 2016 and look forward to having a great partnership into 2017. And you need to support our sponsors and make your next Disney vacation awesome. They're going to keep you out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. Check them out today. Make your next Disney vacation great. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1111. That's right, four ones, four matchsticks here on the Be Our Guest podcast. One more time for those that are downloading early, like Andrew always does here on Christmas Day evening. We hope that you had a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday season. Thanks so much for always making the Be Our Guest podcast a part of your life here in 2016. And we're going to keep chugging right along into 2017 next week. And this is a big week. Hopefully a lot of folks are getting some time off from work and getting to spend time with friends and family. But we appreciate you downloading the show here. Another great trip report. We're going to talk a little running, but also just going down to Walt Disney World at some of the cooler times of the year, some of the just more fun times of the year. So we're going to have a great time, and we're talking with one of our Be Our Guest podcast lizards. That's right, one of the running squad. And I have Mr. Frank Nash joining us today. Hey, how's it going, Frank?
Doing well. How about you, Mike?
I'm doing great. You know, it's one of those hectic times of the year, but I got to spend time, of course, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day with the family. So you can never complain with that. You know, that's why you work hard all year, to spend some time with those you love. And it really is the best time of the year for me. So I really appreciate you taking the time. And hey, let's talk some Disney today. What do you say?
All right. Sounds great.
All right. So we are going to talk a little running today. And I know Frank and I just talked about this before we started recording that, you know, we don't want you to run away if you're not a runner. We're going to talk a lot of just Disney in general. So sit tight. And especially if you've got a new device and you're downloading maybe on a new phone or I guess nobody does iPods anymore. So that's how old we are. You know, it used to be all iPods. But, you know, if you're listening first time, we're going to talk some Disney and hopefully enjoy that today. So we're going to go back to one of the race weekends that happened last spring that I was a part of, which was down at Walt Disney World, and it was the Star Wars Dark Side Half Marathon weekend. But also, we're going to look forward to heading out to Disneyland for the Light Side, where Frank is headed here in just a few weeks. So let's head back to Star Wars Dark Side Half Marathon weekend, Frank. So where did you stay? This was back in, let me see if I can remember, April? Was that correct when we ran that?
It was back in April. We actually got down there on Wednesday night and stayed at All Star Sports, had a late flight in, and landed, went straight to the Magic Kingdom, and stood there at the partner statue when midnight hit because Thursday was my birthday.
Ah, nice. So that was all predetermined, kind of a bucket list type thing?
Absolutely.
That's cool. So where are you from? I didn't mention that here in the top of the show. Where'd you come from?
New Jersey.
All right, so how's travel? Because you go down to Walt Disney World quite a bit. We ran into each other a couple other times. How's travel typically from the Northeast for you? Any good hacks for people going down to Disney World?
Well, for me, I fly, like you, Southwest 99% of the time out of Philly to Orlando. And Usually, I take the earliest flight in the morning and then the last flight out coming back to Philly. But I wanted to be there at midnight for my birthday, so I flew out Wednesday night instead.
Nice. So let me ask you this. Okay, so you go down and, you know, this is a race weekend. Race weekends, for those people who have never been a part of a Run Disney event, these race weekends are very hectic for the runners because you're getting up super early in the morning for the races. And even if you're not running all the distances, typically with our running squad, we get out there and we cheer even if you're not. So you're up early every day and, you know, you're going and going. So you mentioned that you stayed at an All-Stars, which I am becoming... I'm coming back around to doing this for the race weekends because I am just not in the room. I need a place to shower and sleep, and that's about it. And the All-Stars do a good job with that. So how did you guys, did you feel like this was a good choice for the Dark Side weekend?
I did. And that was my take on it too, pretty much, was I'm not going to be in the room for anything more really than showering and sleeping. So I thought the All-Star was good. It was nice that all of the resorts were race resorts, so it didn't matter where I stayed. So it did. It worked out very well being at All-Star.
Good deal. All right. So for those that don't know, the Star Wars Dark Side Half Marathon weekend down there, obviously all the races themed to Star Wars. I believe there was a 5K, a 10K, and a half marathon. I just ran the half because I got it as a Christmas gift for my family at the last minute, which was really, really cool. One of the cooler gifts I've ever gotten. But now, did you run all distances, or did you do the... There were all kinds of challenges and all kinds of things. So what did you run for that weekend?
I did all three. I did the 5, the 10, and the half.
All right. So let's briefly, because we don't want to lose our folks that aren't runners, but what were some of the highlights of the races themselves out of the 5, the 10, and the half?
Well, I didn't know 100% what to expect because it was my first Run Disney event. So I went down and didn't really know what to expect, but it was a lot of fun. Meeting up with the Lizards first was great, and then running the course, having friends on the course, and stopping for like the characters and some pictures and things like that was fantastic. I mean, for the half, it was kind of funny. I was in line for a picture, and I actually got a text message from my mother asking me if everything was okay because she had expected I would be finished already. And I was like, nope, I'm just having fun getting pictures. And I sent her some of the pictures, and I'm like, I'll let you know when I'm done. I'm all right.
You know what? That's one of the things, though, for folks that have never participated in a Run Disney event. Maybe you've run a local, you know, charity race, a 5K, 10K, half marathon back in your hometown. Is that really, truly, like you're saying, Frank, that is what it's all about. You know, a lot of us are getting ready to do marathon weekend here in a couple weeks. And it's one of those things that you train and you think about pacing and you think about all this stuff when you're preparing for the race. But really, the joy of a Run Disney event that separates it from any of the other events around the country, for the most part, is that there's so much entertainment on the course, and especially when you have a great running team like we do, you see friends, you actually slow down and talk and, you know, switch each other's paces up, get pictures. It is really a different kind of event. It's really low pressure. You're not really stressed out about a pace.
Yeah, when I was doing my training, it was the first time I was doing something where it was, you know, three races like that back to back, and I was a little stressed out during the training and trying to get ready for it. And then once I got down there, I was like, oh, this is nice actually. It's very different.
So let me ask you about the logistics of the race weekend. With this being your first Run Disney event, because I've done quite a few at this point, you know, you have the expo where you pick up your bibs, you get your shirts, you have an opportunity to shop with vendors that sell, you know, running gear and all that kind of stuff. What did you think about, well, first of all, give me your thoughts on the expo, because you've done other races, but this was your first experience with Run Disney.
I like the expo. I mean, it was definitely, if you forgot something at home, it's there. There wasn't anything you couldn't find there. It was set up well. The only thing that I didn't really think about when I went initially was I went and I only had my Magic Band with me, not thinking, hey, these are vendors. These aren't Disney kiosks. So I ended up having to go back later when I took a credit card with me so I could make some purchases.
That's a good point. Yeah, because you have third-party vendors in there, you know, people that are selling, I mean, everything, sneakers, sunglasses, things to display your medals and everything in between, t-shirts with great slogans, but they're not necessarily Disney. So that's a good tip. Now, so I know this was, I'm trying to think, because it was April. I ran the half marathon. Now, I wasn't in my best shape at that point. I was kind of having some issues, but it seemed like, you know, to me, I remember the half marathon being really hot. Was it hot to you? Because that's a different time of the year to run. We'd never done that before.
It was warm. When we first started and the sun wasn't up yet, it wasn't awful, but by the end, it was definitely warm.
Yeah, I just remember I struggled through that race. Like, thank goodness we have some friends.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I tried to wear a costume and I realized that, you know, running tights in Florida in April aren't a good idea.
So wait, you were Slave Leia, or what were you?
No, I just I threw on a Darth Vader shirt and cape and some running tights and a pair of like lizard green running shorts.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to see that anyway. So.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's awesome. All right, so let's talk about some of the highlights outside of the races for our friends that don't run. So, you know, you were there, and of course, you know, the races start early in the morning, and then you have the better part of the day to get out there and have a good time. So how'd you take advantage of that?
Well, I might have taken too much advantage of it and not gotten enough sleep, but it was worth it. You know, there was a lot of lizard meetups. I did a lot of meals with lizards and other people, you know, from the BOGP groups that were there. And we ate a lot. There was a lot of eating on that trip.
Hey, no problem. Let's talk about the good meals. Where'd you have some meals? Because that's what everybody, you know, everybody's always stressed, 180 days, got to make my ADR. So what'd you think of where you ate?
I had some really good meals. It was also the first time I've been to Disney after being vegan. So there was a lot of, like, guesswork trying to find things. But, like, Kona has vegan Tonga toast, which was amazing. The chef at Ohana made me a stir fry for breakfast that was fantastic. We did my birthday dinner. We did it at Beer Garden, and there were plenty of things there for me to eat. It was really good. I think, though, the highlight meal, as crazy as it may sound, was actually at Trail's End, was probably the best meal I had. And I told people that, and they're like, so wait a minute. The fried chicken place had the best vegan meal you've ever had? And I was like, yeah, probably. But there's a chef there, Chef TJ, and he was amazing.
So what made that meal so good? Because I'm really high on Trail's End as well, but I'm just kind of you know, I'll eat anything, especially at Disney. I'll eat anything that you put in front of me. But what was special about that?
Well, he came over. The chef came out to talk to me, and he walked me over to the buffet. And he was like, you know, you can have the salad and the baked potato. He's like, there's not a whole lot else out here for you. He's like, but don't fill up because I'm going to make you a meal. So he made me a soup that had some beans and green onions and some greens and tomatoes and stuff in it. And then he made me vegan samosas. Then he brought me like roasted sweet potatoes with a peach chutney.
Wow.
And then he brought me like a big grilled portobello over some veggie rice with tofu and squash and zucchini. And then like an 18-inch tall dessert tower that was like bananas and strawberries and like homemade vegan ice cream sandwiches and an apple. And it was topped with like chocolate and strawberry sauce. It was the craziest thing I've ever had, but it was so good.
But you know what? That's when I hear this, that's again, you know, there's a few things that kind of set off that, you know, that's why I go back to Disney so much. You know, it's that service. It's that wanting to go the extra mile for the guest. And it sounds like that definitely happened over at Trail's End for you.
Definitely.
Cool. So now let's kind of shift gears here out of the food and talk about what are some of your favorite things to do in the parks, just in general, when you're not down there for race weekend or when you're racing too.
Recently, I was down there for the Wine and Dine weekend to cheer, and the Star Wars fireworks are probably the highlight of that trip. Definitely always make sure I catch Wishes and Illuminations while I'm down there. Do Pirates and, you know, some of the staples. Definitely Tower of Terror. And a lot of times it's, you know, looking to see if anybody else I know is around down there, because it seems like there's always somebody from the BOGP family there, and you can usually catch up with somebody.
Yeah, that just let me tell you personally, that is the coolest. Like, I love that we have a community that you're never down there by yourself. You can always find somebody to grab a meal, you know, even if it's just a little counter service meal or, you know, a dessert or, like you said, watch some fireworks. It's incredible. I'm so just blessed that we have that. It's awesome because I've gone down solo many times now and, you know, always have a friend around the corner somewhere in the park. So
absolutely,
we're really lucky with that. Now, let me ask you this, too. You know, you mentioned, like, you go down, you kind of just do your own thing. Now, do you do a lot of planning before you go down, like ADRs, fast passes, or do you kind of fly by the seat of your pants?
More lately, I just kind of wing it. My first few trips down, I was very much like, okay, I got to do this and this and this and this and this. But once I got an annual pass and got to the point where I was going a little more frequently, I'll make a couple of reservations here and there, and for the most part, just kind of wing it.
Yeah, it's weird how the more you go, the more you do that, you know, the less you plan. But I think there's a balance there. I need to probably make some ADRs here for about 10 days. But Actually, not 10 days while we're leaving Friday. So I better get on there. Yeah, Mallory's birthday is coming up next week, so I better find a good place to eat. Anyway, before I get doing my trip planning, let's finish up talking about your trip. So Dark Side takes place, for those that aren't runners, Run Disney has the Dark Side Half Marathon Weekend at Walt Disney World in the spring. And then in the wintertime, following Marathon Weekend down at Walt Disney World, the next weekend, there's a Light Side Star Wars Half Marathon Weekend out at Disneyland. And that's where you're heading next, right, Frank?
Yep, that's my next race, and that's my my next Disney trip. Go out there with a group of lizards and run with Lonnie and work on this year getting that Kessel Run medal.
Nice. So for those that don't know, what is the Kessel Run? Because it's mentioned in the Star Wars movie. The Millennium Falcon made the Kessel Run in, I believe, what is it, 12 parsecs? Is
12
parsecs,
yeah.
There you go, okay.
But if you do the Light Side Challenge, so you do the 10K and the half in Disneyland, and then you do the Dark Side Challenge, 10K and the half, you get the Kessel Run medal for doing both coasts. So I guess it's like the Star Wars version of the coast to coast.
Yes, and let me just tell you, for those that have not seen the Kessel Run medal, it is the absolute coolest medal ever. It's the Millennium Falcon. I mean, everybody wants that medal.
Yeah, I seeing people walking around last year after the Dark Side with it, I was determined that was on my list for this year.
Good stuff. So how you plan in Disneyland? Have you ever been there before?
I was there one time years ago, and it was an unplanned spur of the moment. I was only there for about 8 hours and tried to bang out as much of it as I could in that short period of time. And now I feel like a newbie again, because I'm just like, I'm not sure what I'm doing. I don't really know anything. So I've asked some questions to some friends that have been out there, and I'm just kind of winging it.
So, like, where are you staying, on site or one of the Good Neighbor hotels? Or,
you know, staying at one of the Good Neighbor hotels, and then about a half mile from the park entrance. So nice, easy walking distance. Don't need a rental car.
Nice. I got to get out there. I keep saying that every time I do these Monday shows. Somebody's either going or has gone to Disneyland, and you got to get there. I know. I'll get there. So what do you have planned? Like, what are you really looking forward to besides the running? Because the runs are always fun, and especially at Disneyland, I can imagine they're a blast. But, you know, Disneyland's a unique little beast. So what's really getting you excited here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, the last time I was out there, I had my daughter with me, and she was not big enough for a lot of the rides, so we did skip some things. So I'm looking forward to doing the Matterhorn. Definitely looking forward to doing California Adventure, because I've never been there at all. And just kind of taking it in from, like, Walt's perspective, you know, thinking about the fact that this is the park that he walked, so I think that's the biggest thing, is probably the nostalgia.
Yeah, no kidding. And just think about all those folks, too, that are coming from Marathon Weekend, because I know more than a few folks that are crazy enough, and I say crazy in a loving way, everybody, that are going to be running down at Walt Disney World over the Marathon Weekend, which is a four-race weekend, 5, 10, half, and a full. And then some of those people are getting on an airplane and heading west. So I think you're going to see some lizards and, you know, just some of our friends from other teams and other communities out there that I can't imagine. That's a long couple of weeks, but make sure you tell them good luck for me when you're out there.
Absolutely.
That's going to be fun. So anything else here before we get out of here and turn everybody loose on this very busy Christmas week? Any tips? Because you're now a Disney veteran. You know Run Disney. You know how to plan a great trip. So for those folks that are thinking about doing any of these things you've done, what could you offer them to make their next trip better?
Book your room early.
Good tip.
If discounts come out, you can always add them on later. If you're flying with Southwest, book your flight early, because if discounts come out, you can always change to that later. And just go and plan on having fun. Don't necessarily take it seriously, like maybe one of the bigger local races. You know, it's not New York or Boston. It's Disney. So make sure you have a good time with it.
Or Philadelphia's full marathon. I just want to give you some props. Now, we're not talking about that today, because I don't run Disney event, but man, you ran through some wicked weather and got your marathon medal. So, Frank, yeah, so proud of you, buddy. That was a big run.
That was something. And it was crazy, because the half on Saturday, it was 60 degrees. And then the full on Sunday, the high was like 41, windy and snowing.
Better you than me, man. I'd have said, you know what? I'm done. Sounds good. Well, hey, Frank, I'm sorry we won't see you over Marathon Weekend, but best wishes out at the Light Side, out to Disneyland. Make sure you give a hug to all the lizards on the West Coast. And as always, thanks for being a great part of our Lizards running team, and thanks for coming on the show with us today.
All right, will do, Mike. Have a good one.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Wisdom of Walt. And like I said at the top of the show, if you're like me, I got an Amazon gift card in my stocking. So you know what? I need to go spend that. And I want to, you know, 2017's around the corner. You got to think about those resolutions, how you going to make yourself better in 2017. And one of the easiest ways for Disney fans, pick up the Wisdom of Walt. Really, this is lessons that Walt Disney himself left us in Disneyland. And Frank gets to go check it out. He's going to walk in Walt's footsteps. But you're going to see, you know, just lessons in the book of how to improve your life, your career, and just be inspired. And that's really what it's all about in a new year. So drop by thewisdomofwalt.com. You can pick up an autographed copy, which I would highly recommend. That's going to be a treasure on your bookshelf. But if not, drop by Amazon. You can pick up a hard copy, soft cover, or even an audio version of The Wisdom of Walt. So check that out today, thewisdomofwalt.com. Also, touringplans.com. They've been doing it for years. They're keeping you out of lines, seeing the most amount of attractions possible on that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal Vacation. So make your next Disney vacation and Universal vacation awesome. Check them out today over at touringplans.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at BRGuestMike. And of course, we got a great Facebook group where the conversation continues all day, every day at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, well, it's time to turn you loose. Thanks so much again for checking in with us here on this busy Monday. I know it's the day everybody goes to the stores and exchanges things, takes stuff back, gets new things. So when you're out there, it's almost like Black Friday. Be nice. Yesterday was Christmas, but, you know, hey, have a good time too. And thanks for taking us along. So for Frank, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Hopefully you don't have to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.